Stephen has a point to make. Stephen, good morning.
Hiya, Frank.
What's on your mind, Stephen?
Frank, I don't really know where to start. I lost my son 3 weeks ago to an asthma attack. My son was turning green from Lurgan. A fit, healthy, big, strong man who been taken from us, from me and his mommy. And I have an older son who's 24 and a daughter 18 and a wee boy at 7. It's I can't words to describe. It's absolutely devastating to us. Never thought that I would be lifting the coffin of my son to bring him to this resting place. It's so hard. I'm on here today to urge parents with children with asthma, please go to your doctors. Please get an asthma nurse and check on your on the medication that they're getting, because it's constantly updating. Tiernan was admitted to Craigavon two years ago with an asthma, a bout of asthma, and they pleaded and they said to him, Tiernan, please take your brown inhaler. But 20-year-old guy, you know, what can you do? Like, you know, you haven't much power there as a parent, because he was a free soul. He just wanted to live his life and go out with his girlfriend. I said trips to Amsterdam and different things, and just loved life and loved all his mates. His mates are devastated, and his girlfriend's devastated, and just the whole family circle are just numb at the minute. Like, you know, I just urge parents there, anybody with children with asthma, please, you know, look into it, you know, because, as I say, we have seen in first hand what it can do, and it's devastating. Tiernan came into us as per usual, late as usual, 1:30, you know, in the morning, and mommy says, you know, Tiernan, couldn't you come in a wee bit earlier, like, you know. By 3:30, he came up into our bedroom door and knocked on the door, and mommy, you can't breathe, you know. Big guy, 6'4½ he was, 15½ stone, strong as a bull, Frank. But he couldn't get breath. He couldn't get a breath, and it was so hard. And obviously, mommy went for the inhalers, but the inhalers were no good. Obviously, went on the ambulance service, talking to the girl, and they were giving us directions on what to do. And Tiernan, I was holding him, you know, he's a big guy, and Tiernan dropped down big shoulders and breathed. His daddy can't. And he was gasping for breath, and his lips were blue, and his ears, you know, were like bluey-purpley colour. And from going from his facial compression from white to starting to turn to purple, where he's losing all the oxygen in his system. Came into our living room, Frank, and he looked in the mirror. I was holding on to the fireplace, and I was holding him, but I couldn't hold him. His legs went, and as I say, he went down on the mat, and was scared of him hurting his head, and I held him as best I could because he was a big fella, and we started to try to save him, you know, with Misha and my daughter, and Ryan still in the house. Stephen's he's out of the house. He lives with his girlfriend. The minutes of his mummy trying to save him, you know, give him mouth to mouth. We've no training at all, like, you know, in these circumstances, you know. We just try to do as best we could, and as I say, ambulance service arrived, but it was too late. He was gone.
Stephen, it's such a harrowing story to listen to, and the experience that your whole family went through on losing Tiernan. There's one thing in my mind, one question that I want to ask you, because you describe that so clearly, yet it's a heartbreaking process, and it is so moving listening to your testimony and your description. But early on in the conversation, you said, I would encourage young people to carry, I think you said, a brown inhaler.
Yes.
Is there a suggestion that if Tiernan had have had that brown inhaler with him when he came in to you and his mum, that you may have been able to do something for him? You said she went to get inhalers, but they were no good. Is there
no good, Frank?
But did he have something missing at that time? Is that what you're saying?
No, he just didn't use them. You know what I mean? He can't forcing into somebody's head. You know, as I said, with doctors and nurses saying, you know, listen, Tiernan, you need to use the brain inhaler. You know, but a big kid, 20 years of age, Frank, you can't force anything onto them, you know.
So this inhaler is something that he should have used regularly?
Yes, he was using the blue inhaler. The brown inhaler will be a preventer, you know. As I say, there's different medications coming up with an asthma, you know. There's different medications coming along and being processed, you know. But as I say, I do urge parents to look into it further, because as I say, we would have classed him as a medium asthma sufferer. I have a brother, he's 47, who's had asthma since he was 7. He's had 40 years of asthma, and he's a lot worse than Tiernan, you know, in certain stages, you know. If he gets a wetting or anything, you know, he gets it real bad, you know. And just, it was an acute asthma attack. Obviously, he had to do a post-mortem on Tiernan because he died so suddenly and been such a young age. They done a post-mortem on him, and come back after the day he was buried on Saturday. It was an acute asthma attack, you know, that took him, like, you know.
You're obviously listening to our earlier conversation about losing a child, and you have a full understanding of what it's like. And it's, needless to say, is going to be a long process before you can accept that there was such a cruel loss within your family.
Frank, the house is so quiet, you know. And he loved music. He loved listening to music, all different types of music, whether it be rap music or traditional Irish. He just loved music. Bob Marley, you know, just loved all that. Ed Sheeran. Music's very hard for me to listen to. So it is on the radio. Very hard, because it brings back a lot of memories, you know. Just.
Do you think, Stephen, you would benefit from going to Armagh, to that meeting of Annam Cara, where you would be talking to other parents who have been through the loss of a child?
Yeah, I don't know at this stage, Frank. It's all about you, but we're all, like, you know, seems time is not really doing much for me at the minute, you know, and his mummy, you know, and the family. But I'm sure in time, you know, as I said, they say time's a healer, but we're just numb, so we are. I've just started back to work, you know, not only paying it financially, being, as I say, my employers have been very good, so I have very good people. But not only that, there is getting peace of mind, you know, because as I say, I'm working since I was 14, I'm 42 now. Just peace of mind, trying to get myself back on the road again and getting out of the house. Not only to ease Donna's pain, because it's heartbreaking for me, and she's watching me, and I'm rebounding off her, like, you know. So I don't wanna accumulate the hurt, like, you know. And so that's why I needed to get back, you know, to break back, you know, and gently, like, you know.
It is one step at a time. I'm in no position to advise anyone in the position that you're in, Stephen. At some point in the future, talking to the likes of Sharon Vard, who was our guest on the programme earlier, may be of benefit to you, but that's for you to decide when it would be the right time. She is in charge of Annam Cara, which is Soul Friend, and which is a group, an organisation that specifically helps people who have lost a son or a daughter. You're so generous in your commentary, Stephen, at your time of loss, thinking about other children and other people who'd be coping with asthma, and getting the message across to them that they should never take their medication for granted. That's very, very generous of you, if you don't mind me saying.
I don't want any other parent, partner, anybody losing anybody towards asthma. If they can't prevent it, prevent it. You know, prevent it, because it's devastating.
Stephen,
I'm going to go on, because I've got to get the drop of tea here and get myself in order here. Thanks for listening to me. And just please, everybody, do it, you know.
Stephen, I know that the people who are listening to this programme, many of them will be of a mind where maybe they utter a little prayer or whatever. That's what they'll be saying for you. Others will be sending you good wishes. Everyone will be applauding you at a time when you're going through so much that you're thinking of others. I really appreciate you taking the time to lift the phone, Stephen.
Thanks, Frank.
Okay,
fine. See you,
mate. God bless.
Bye, bye-bye.
God bless. That is so, so sad, isn't it? Heartbreaking.